So one way to implement a consistent performance improvement plan is to have a system that you use, that you develop. And I think when people are developing systems, they want to be flexible and adaptive to their unique personality and their unique work environment, life environment. So there are many ways that one may keep in one's mind the performance improvement that they wish to obtain or implement. There are many ways that one can cue oneself to strive to live the best that they can and be the best that they can. One excellent way to do this is to develop things that are so simple to implement and require so little time to implement that there are no legitimate excuses to avoid doing it, or that there are no legitimate excuses for why they didn't get done. Something like that might be a simple list that one reviews in the morning, a checklist, as we've talked about elsewhere, where one simply goes down a checklist of some of those critical things that they want to keep in mind as they move through their day. By making sure that one checks off those checks in the morning, they're making sure that they've called that concept to mind. Now, in reality, if I do that consistently for a period of time, those points are going to become something I will be able to remember consciously without having to refer to a printed form. And eventually I may get into the habit of just making a few moments each day to set and determine my outlook on how I'm going to approach things each day. I'm actually being consciously mindful of how I start the day, and I'm consciously choosing to think and act in a determined way at the beginning of the day. So that will significantly increase the chances that you'll be implementing the improvements that you've identified that are available to you. If I don't remind myself of those critical points, it will be very likely that after a period of time when things are going well, I'll forget about them altogether, and I'll fail to implement those attitudes and concepts that I've identified are so beneficial. So what's going to be important is that one consciously remind oneself of those critical, life-enhancing, performance-enhancing concepts that they need to call to mind in order to succeed at achieving their goals and objectives. If I don't do that, then the chance of me engaging in the activities that are pretty much abnormally good insights to keep in mind, I won't do them. So when one's designing a plan of how to cue themselves, how to stay focused, one wants to be aware of the need to actually be consciously calling it to mind. We want to basically develop the habit of using self-regulatory cognitions, which means we're going to be consciously talking to ourselves in a way that will help us to regulate our behavior and our attitude in a way that's beneficial. If I'm not talking to myself in that way to make sure that's happening, it won't be happening consistently.